Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shir, we saw the svar of the Rashbam that there's no chazak and sveika de dina because in the suffix we would see it. So you want to know if the gap was karvla or karvla. So the suffix is on the woman, is she grusha or not? So you go with her cheskas eshashish. So by suffix we would see it, you can follow a chazak. But a suffix bedin, the suffix is on the din, not on the person. And memela, what is the person's chazaka going to help? And we said that's all when it comes to the, that all works according to the Ritva. Because the Ritva holds that when a person is Tamei and he's Nakeh B'Tairis, and he went into a mikvah, the mikvah might have been kosher or not, but he has his Cheskas Tumah. So we don't follow the Cheskas Tairis. We follow his Cheskas Tumah. Why is that? Because that's where the question is about him, not about the Tairis. Question is, he's giving over the Tumah to the Tairis. So is he Tamei or Tar? This works according to the Ritva. You have to look at where the Suffolk, what's the location of the Suffolk? Suffolk is in the person, or is the Suffolk in the Mikvah? So by Suffolk and Metzias, Suffolk is in the person. So making follows Chazak, Suffolk at the end, the Suffolk is about the day, not about the person. Maybe somebody goes into a mikveh that's chaser and you don't know if it was male, so here's a cheskas tumah. So you follow the chazak of the person, and it's whatever he touches is like him. However, Rashi in Kedushin argues, Rashi says that when the Gemara says in Kedushin Adaf Pei that a child was playing with dough, and we want to know if the dough next to the dough he was playing with is tamei or tar. So it's talking about where he vade was nageh and the isa, and the suffix is he tamei or tar. And still, we follow the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. How do you follow the Cheskas Taira of the Isa if the suffix is about the child, if he's Tamei or Tar? So Ritva, for that reason, argues. And he says that the Tinok is Vadei Tamei, and the suffix is, did he touch it or not? So since the suffix is in the Isa, not in the Tinok, you can follow the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. But according to Rashi, even though the Chazaka is even though the suffix is on the Tinok, did he touch or not? Is he Tamei or not? You know he touched the Isa. But the Suffolk is on the Tinok. Is he Tamei or not? We follow the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. But that's not what the Suffolk is. The Suffolk is about the Tinok. So how do you follow the Isa's Cheskas Taira? And we also see that. Tosin Ervin holds that way. So what's the Machlokes in the Ritva and Rashi and Tosis? That Ritva holds that you have to look at where the Suffolk is. And wherever the Suffolk is, then you're going to follow the Chazak of where the Suffolk is. And the Suffolk is in the person. Person goes into a suffix mikvah and then he touches Tyrus. The question is about the person. He definitely touched the Tyrus. So the question is the person Tamei or Tar? Right? As we explained that the mikvah doesn't give Tara. The mikvah is only an oifen that the person should become Tar. It just removes his tumah, but it doesn't give him tyra. So the person's status of being tyra or tumah is dependent on the person. So maybe that's where the suffix is, and if he has a chazaka, so you follow the chazaka that he has. So that's where the Ritva holds, but Rashi holds not like that. Rashi and Tosfos hold that even though the suffix is about the tinok, see tamei or tar, you can still follow the mikvah's cheskas tyra. In other words, the suffix is in place A, and you follow the chazak about B. But Ritva holds no. Wherever the suffix is, that's where the chazak is. So the suffix is the person Tamei or Tar, and Memela, you follow his cheskas tumah. But Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that even though the Tinok, the suffix is the Tamei or Tar, you can follow the cheskas Taira of the Isa. So that's one question. What's the machlokes between the Ritva against Rashi and Taisel? The kasha is the Rashbam holds that it's Sveika Dedina, we don't go after chazaka, but others argue with that, that Rabbi Kivega brings. In the Tshuvas 137, and that from Tosis that Rashbam is Doichak, so it looks like Tosis holds that in my Sveika Dedina we follow Chazaka, so he proves from the Ran, writes that by Sveika Dedina, the Nasin of Amrahi, where she did the Amira, or Mamet her Becheskas Pnuya. So you see that even though it's a Cheskas Din, we still follow her Chazaka, we have to understand the Gedra, the Machlekes. So it would appear as follows. Nirabe Biura Inyan. We already brought earlier the Kashi the Gemara Gabi Mikvah Shinim Dinim Chaser. So the The Gemara says, why aren't we mamed the mikvah al cheskasa that it was shalim? The machlok is what this means. Taisa Rush holds that it means that it's definitely shalim, and therefore the person who went in should become 100% tahar, because the mikvah is machriya, the suffix, on the person. We are machriya the mikvah shalim, and male of the person is tahar. The Maharsha, there's no more suffix. The Maharsha and the Maharam say it to be a suffix. The person has a cheskas tuma. The mikvah has a cheskas shalim. So make it 50-50. And that's the Tosis Yeshanim as well. So we have the Tosis HaRash against the Maharsha, Maharam, and Tosis Yeshanim. Tosis Yeshanim and the Maharsha and the Maharam hold that even though there's a psak of chazak the meikar and the mikvah and the makar as suffix, nevertheless, we can still allow for this the cheskas tuma of the gavra, and it's going to be 50-50. So what's pshat in their machlekes? In Ksubas 13b, there's a machlekes between the Shita Rabbi Yechanan that if you're mesupik, a woman had beer with somebody, and you're mesupik if he's kosher or not, if he passes or not. So if you're machshir her, you believe her, you're machshir her. You also machshir her daughter. So what's pshat? You're machshir her daughter. The daughter, we have to be sechoshesh. Maybe how can you help? How does the mother's cheskas kashrus help? Maybe she was nevelis, the nasin, the mamzer, and then the daughter gets the psul of the nasin, the mamzer. So that is the mother's cheskas kashrus help. So the machlokas mefarshim. The shmeitzer holds that the chazak of the mother is machriya the suffik that she was nevelis lakasher. And since the suffik was already muhra, so memel the daughter is also ksheira, just like we saw before. Tais harash, that we were machriya the suffik lakabi the mikvah. So that also tells us about the toivel and the mikvah. Or machriya the suffik about the mother. That also tells us about the daughter. That's the Shmaitzah, that's the Beis Yankif. Tosin Ksubas holds not like that. We see from Tosin Ksubas 26b, the Ramayas Lanan Achsinan, that the daughter is kosher because she has a chazaka like her mother. Her mother has a chazaka, she gets it, just like a Ben Grusha. You're Mesupik if he's kosher, if he's Safik Ben Grusha. So his father was a kosher coin, you say he's a kosher coin. Ksubas Chavav. Here also, Safik Nivla Lapasola, the daughter gets her mother's cheskas kasher, so to Tosis HaRosh. That's critical because it's going to be the Tosis HaRosh. The Shita, so Tosis HaRosh holds that Tosis HaRosh holds that you need to come on to the independent chazak of the daughter. It's not enough the chazak of the mother, that you're a machriya l'gabi the mother. It doesn't help us. You need the achriya l'gabi the daughter as well. Unlike the Shmaitza and the Beis Yankov, Shmaitza and the Beis Yankov hold that once you're machriya about the mother, the daughter isn't automatic. Once you're machriya, the mother is kashik shera, then the daughter is automatic. According to Tosin Ksubas and Tosis HaRosh, no. You're machriya about the mother, you also have to machriya about the daughter. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the Iker Yisod Geter Chazaka. Chazaka was said when we have a suffix if the chefetz was changed. But what is the Chazaka tell us? Is the Chazaka machriya the etzem suffix, or is it only psak in the chefetz and not in the etzem suffix? That's where the machlek is. Tosin the Rosh hold that a psak chazaka of the mother is only psak in the mother, in the chefetz of the chazaka, but not the etzem suffix if she was nevelis lakasher or lapasa. Never, the chazaka is only good for the mother, not for the daughter. And that's why the daughter needs to have her own independent chazaka. The Shemites and the Beis Yankov hold no. That the psak of chazaka is in the etzem hasafik. And therefore, once you are machriya the mother, that's it. The daughter is going to be an automatic. So again, the Shmeiv Shemites and the Beis Yankov hold that it's psak in the etzem hasafik. Once you're machriya the mother, the daughter is automatic. My mother's ksheira, the daughter is automatically ksheira. According to Tos and Tos HaRosh, no. You're machriya the mother, that's only the cheft of the suffix. You still have to machriya that, but not the etzema suffix. So you also have to be machriya for the daughter. And you have to say the daughter has the chazak of the mother. Mother had a chazkus kashrus, and the daughter inherits that chazaka. But it doesn't go, it's not automatic. It's not that you're a machriya, the mother, so there's nothing to talk about for the daughter. You decide it for the mother, but that's only the cheft of the suffix, not the etzim of suffix. Mele, we still have a suffix about the daughter, so you have to say the daughter has a chazaka. So with this, we can understand the machloek is between the Rosh and the Tos Yishanim and the Marshanim Aram. Tos Yishanim hold, and the Marshanim Aram, that the chazaka is in the etzim ha-chazaka, etzim ha-safik. What does it mean it's a psak in the etzim ha-safik? So you have a tamei who's a cheskas tuma, and the tamei's cheskas tuma paskins for us that the mikvah was chaser. And memeila, the gavra's tummy. The tummy has a cheskas tuma. So that tells us that the mikvah, if you're paskining the etzem asafik, that means that the mikvah was tumei, where the mikvah was chaser, and the gavra's tummy. Because you're paskining the etzem asafik. So now in the etzem asafik and the sharish asafik, you have a chazak against the chazak. You have the chazaka of the mikvah, that the mikvah has a cheskas shaling. You have a chazaka of the person. And the person is b'cheskas tameh. So what do you have here? You have a chazaka against the chazaka. And there's a Tos Yishanim holds that it's 50-50. Since you're paskining the etzem ha-safek, it's going to be 50-50. You're paskini the etzem asafik. So the mikvah is vadai. Because of the chazaka, we say that the mikvah is shaling. The person we say is tameh, which tells us that the mikvah is not shaling. So it's chazaka against chazaka. It's a safik. That's the marsha. That's the maram. That's the Tosis Yishanim. And that shtims. That shita that we're posik the etzem ha-safek, shtims with the shmeitz and the beis yankiv, they also hold your paskini the etzem ha-safek. The shmeitz and the beis yankiv say you're machriya for the mother, and mele it's machriya for the daughter, because a chazaka paskins the etzem ha-safek, not just the cheft of the safek. So the maharsham, the maram, and the Tosis Yishanim are going to go along with the Shmeitz and the Beis Yankiv, that they all hold that the Chazaka paskins the Etzem HaSafik. So Cheskas Eim is Machriya automatically for the Bas, where Machriya the Safik for the mother. So Mamela, that tells us about the daughter. And then in the Mikvah case, the Mikvah is a Cheskas Shalim. That's Machriya the Safik that it's Shalim. On the other hand, we have the Chazaka of the person that he's a Cheskas Tuma. That also goes to the Etzem HaSafek. That also goes to the Etzem HaSafek and tells you that the Etzem HaSafek is that the mikvah is chaser. Tells you about the mikvah, that the mikvah is chaser. So it's 50-50 in Mele, it's a suffix. So that's the Maharsha, the Maram, Tosis Yishanim, together with the Shmeitz and the Beis Yankiv. That a chazaka is machriya, the Etzem HaSafek. And Memela, in the mikvah case, in the mother-daughter case, the mother's chazaka is machriya for the daughter. And in the mikvah case, the shleimus of the mikvah is, on one hand, is countered by the cheskas tum of the person, which tells us the mikvah wasn't shalim. So it's 50-50 because it's machriya the etzem asafik. Tosis HaRosh, however, is l'shitasa. Tosis HaRosh holds that you're not machriya the etzem asafik. Tosis HaRosh taka holds that the person is vadei tahor. Because the chazaka of the mikvah, what does the chazaka of the mikvah tell us? The chazaka of the mikvah tells us that the mikvah is tar, it's a cheskas shale, and the male of the Gemara is asking that the person should also be tar. And what about the person's cheskas tuma? Yeah, but that's local. That doesn't get to the etzem asafik. A chazaka, according to the Tosis HaRosh, doesn't paskin the etzem asafik. It just paskins the chefta of the safik. So we have on one hand the mikvah shalim, because of the chazaka. The person is independently, he's got a cheskas tuma. Now does that tell you that the mikvah is chaser? No. It doesn't tell you the mikvah is chaser, because the person's cheskas tuma is only a chazak on the cheft of the person, not in the mikvah. It doesn't get to the etzem hasafik about the mikvah. It doesn't tell you anything about the mikvah. It only tells you about the person. So since the person's tuma only tells you about the person, that doesn't tell us anything about the mikvah, and the mikvah we paskin is shalem, mele, the person's 100% tar. Because the Tosfos Rashi holds that the chazaka doesn't paskin the etzem asafik, only the cheft of the safik. So the cheft of the safik, the mikvah is tar, and the cheft of the person's tameh, but the mikvah is going to be matar the person, therefore, because he came in tameh, but now we know that for a fact that because of the chazaka, that the mikvah is shalem. So mele, the person's going to be tar. And we don't say no, but the mikvah is chaser because the person's tummy male, that makes the mikvah chaser because the person's cheskas tuma paskins the etzem asafik, the sharish asafik. No. The person's cheskas tuma only tells about the person, not about the etzem asafik, about the mikvah. So mimela, in the mikvah case, he's going to be 100% tar. And that's why the Tosfos Rashi also holds that you need a chazaka for the mother, and you also need a chazaka for the daughter. Because the chazaka for the mother does not paskin for us the daughter. It only paskins for us the mother. Just like the person's cheskas tuma doesn't tell us anything about the mikvah. I think I said this a little bit wrong at the beginning of the shiur, but now I'm hopefully making it clear. The chazaka of the mother doesn't tell us about the daughter, because according to the Tosfos HaRosh, a chazaka only paskins the cheftz of the safek, but not the etzem safek. So that means that in the mikvah case, the person's tuma doesn't tell us anything about the mikvah, only about the person. In the mikvah, we know it's tar, so memela, the person's going to be tar, we're mechwe that the person's tar. The mother's cheskas kashrus doesn't tell us anything about the daughter. So Mimela, we need the daughter, we need the separate cheskas kashrus for the daughter. It's not enough the mother's cheskas kashrus. Because the chazaka only tells us about the etzem cheftz of the safik, not about the etzem asafik. So Mimela, the mother is good, it does tell us about the etzem asafik, whether or not everything here is kosher. Doesn't tell us that even the daughter is kosher, it just tells us about the mother. Because she's the cheft of the suffix. We merely have to say, okay, and the daughter inherits that. So her cheska suffix is also, we also say tar. But then when you now extract that to the mikvah case, your mashlich, you project that to the mikvah case. So the mikvah doesn't tell you that the cheska tuma of the mikvah, the cheska tuma of the person, doesn't tell you about the mikvah, only about the person. And the mikvah you paskin was tar, was shalim. So male, the person's shalom. Person had a cheskas tuma, but not because of the mikvah, he's going to become tar. And the person's cheskas tuma doesn't tell you that the mikvah was chaser. And memela, the person's going to be vade tar. Whereas according to the Maharshan, the Maharam, no. The chazaka paskin to the etzem asafik. And therefore the mikvah's just like the Beis Yankiv and the Shev Shmaitza. So the mikvah has a cheskas shalim, and the person has a cheskas tuma, which means that the mikvah, since it goes to the etzem asafik, means that the mikvah was chaser. So that's why it's 50-50. Because the chazaka gets to the root of the safik, it's 50-50. And also when the chazaka gets to the root of the safik, so Mimela, the mother's chazak, that's the root of the safek. She's a cheskas kashrus, so that's enough for us. Now the daughter's also ksher. Because you don't need something separate for the daughter. You go to the daughter, you go to the root. What's the root? The mother. So therefore the daughter is ksher, is beseder gamor. You don't need to come onto a separate chazaka for the daughter. That's the Maharsha, the Maharam, the Shmaitzer, the Siankif, they all hold that the Chazaka is a psak on the Etzem HaSafek. And Mimela, if the mother is Ksheira, that means automatically the daughter is. You don't need a separate Chazaka. And that means that when the person is a Cheskas Tum and he goes into the mikveh, so that's a psak on the Etzem HaSafek, and Mimela the mikveh is Chaseira. The mikveh itself is a Cheskas Shalim. So Mimela it's going to be 50-50. Mashenkein, according to the Teis HaRosh, it's not only Machria locally, the Chefts of the Safek, so Mimela the mikveh is tar, is shalim. The person has a cheskas tumah, but it doesn't matter because he went into the mikvah. His cheskas tumah doesn't tell us anything about the mikvah. The mikvah we have a cheskas shalim, so maybe he's shalim. And when it comes to, since we don't go to the shorish, it's only passing locally, so the chefts, the chazaka. So the mela, when it comes to an isha, when it comes to an isha, what are we going to say? We are going to say that just because the mother is tahira, doesn't mean that the child is tahira. The child needs a separate cheskas kashrus. The mother is a cheskas kashrus, and her cheskas kashrus is good. The daughter should have her own cheskas kashrus. So ani mekavesh shezeh ya barur, zeh mod chashuv li, shezeh barur. Ve'al pi zeh mitbe'er machloket Rashi v'tosfot im haritva. Can we saw the machloket Rashi Tosfos with the Ritva. It is the Chazak of the Isa, im ahanya Chazaka shel Isa, when the Tinok Vaday was Nagia. The Ritva holds that the Psak of a Chazak is a Psak Be'etzem HaSafek. Therefore the Ritva holds, like we explained earlier, that the Etzem Hadin Safek uba Tinok, not in the Isa. We know that the Tinok touched the Isa. We want to know if the Tinok is Tar Tame. Never the Cheskas Isa doesn't help us. Because the Etzem HaSafek is not in the Isa, the Etzem HaSafek is on the Tinok. It's the way we explain the Ritva. So he goes to the Etzem HaSafek. Just like we saw the Tosis Yeshanim, and the Maharam, and the Maharsha, and the Beis Yankif, and the Shmaitza. You go to the Etzem HaSafek, the Chazak is Machriya, the Etzem HaSafek. Mashenke and Rashi and Tosfos, they hold that the Ikar Psak Chazak is Lagabe the Chefetz, and therefore when we're done, Oidei Se'isa Shenaga B'tinoik. הרי הסופק לגבי החפצה של איסה הוא עם האיסה תאורה או תמאה. שנכון שעצם הסופק הוא בתינוק, אבל מכל מקום הסופק של איסה הוא רק מדינה של איסה עצמה. משום כך מהניה חזקה של איסה לפסוק על החפצה של איסה שהיא תאורה. דיקר פסק כזוק אז לגבי לחפצה. And therefore when we're done about the איסה, that touched the תינוק, the סופק is לגבי לחפצה of the איסה is the איסה תאורה תמאה. You're right, the Etzem HaSafek is in the baby, that's the Sharish HaSafek, is in the child. But now we have a Safek about the Issa as well. What's the din of the Issa? So, since we don't have to go to, the Chazaka doesn't pass in the Etzem HaSafek, we don't have to go to the Etzem HaSafek. We can look at the Issa separately. We can look at the Issa separately, just like we look at the daughter separately. Then the mother, and she needs her own Chazaka. Because a chazak only paskins the chefza. So when we're looking at the isa now, we want to know, is this isa okay or not? So don't go to the shorish, don't go to the etzem hasafik of the child, like the Ritva wants to do, but rather go to the isa. What's the din of the isa? And therefore if the isa is a cheskas taira, so you could file the chazaka. The Gemara is a machloka. So you smoch miyuta lechazaka, not smoch miyuta lechazaka. But if you could be smoch miyuta lechazaka, then you have the isa having a cheskas tara, even though the suffix is about the root is about the kid, it's about the child to touch the isa. But you don't go to the etzem hasafik. The etzem hasafik is in the tinok. But the suffix, we have a suffix about the Isa as well. What's the status of the Isa? So there we can say, the Isa is a Cheskas Taira. So we're going to go with the Cheskas Taira. Together with the Miut of Tinokos. that are not tame. According to Rav Meir, you could be machriya that it's tar. And this remarkably enables us as well to be miyashiv the machlokas rishainim. Do we follow chazaka by sefeka d'dina? So Rashbam's going to learn that the psak of chazaka is on the etzim asafik. It's like we explained earlier. Sefeka d'dina, the etzim asafik is on the din, not on the person. What's the din? So the chazaka of the cheftz is not going to help us. The chazaka of the chefetz isn't going to help us. Hashem can entice in the Ran, they hold that the Yisrael din of chazaka is like the cheftza. And since that's the case, even if it's a cheftza, even if it's a sveik of the dina, the ikar safik is that what's the din of the cheftza? If you hold that you go to that's a masafik, so that's a masafik is the din. It's the Rashbam, so you have to file. There's no chazaka. We don't care about chazakas, because what does the chazaka tell us about the din? But Tyson the Ran, who argue, as we saw earlier, right, the Ran, the Gabe, Sveka Denas, and Huvam Rahi, Tyson, who says the Rashbam is Dachuk, cited by Kiva Egel, Shuvas 137. So they hold that you look at the Cheftz of the Suffolk, and the Cheftz of the Suffolk is what's this person's din? And the Mela, since you can look at the person individually, not the Sharish of the din, so you can say, well, the person has a chazaka, so you can follow chazaka even in tzveika d'dina. May Rabbi say, gishmak or not gishmak? Of course it was gishmak. Baruch Hashem. Of course, there's still a velt to say. So please stay tuned. And hopefully we will see a lot more. I love this. Absolutely love it. So, toda rabba rabba she'ezantem, v'ezrat Hashem. אנחנו נמשיך שלום שלום בינינו שלום.